What's up, my beautiful people? You are now listening to Posy Vibes, the podcast all about positivity with your host, Kalo. What's up, y'all? Tune in and let's vibe. What's up, beautiful people? Welcome back. Happy 2024 to Posy Vibes and all my new followers, all my new subscribers, all the ones who came back because they know Chloe be giving the goods. I've missed you all so very much. Thank you all for being patient with me. Y'all know April is the new year for Posy Vibes, always. So expect that temporary break of goodness. Hey, y'all. Y'all know how we do it. We're going to jump right into it. This series is going to be about positivity in plants and how plants bring positivity in your life. I'm going to start off by reading a quote by Cindy. Can I? Yes. The answer is yes. There is no reason you couldn't. You absolutely can. You could and you should. Go on, do it. Remember this. Whenever you are questioning your own capability, the answer is always yes. Yes. Let's get into it, y'all. To keep updated, y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at @Chloe_PosyVibes. Now, the people that know me, okay? My new followers, welcome. But the people that's been rocking with me, who been in the gym, know that Chloe loves plants. And literally, a plant store, Home Depot, The Heavy here in Orlando. Anytime I'm in places like that, any botanicals, gardens, that is like heaven on earth, literally. That is how I want my heaven to look. Even though I know I don't have any, I don't have any say over what my heaven will really look like, but here on earth, that's heaven for me. And so I love a good plant. It brings me so much joy. People that go to the store with me, whether it's like a plant store or whatever, they're like, oh my God, look at Chloe light up. I'm like, this is like the normal thing to do. Like, where else would I rather be but here? So according to that, the quote that I read, can I? Yes, you can. I'm always asking myself, Chloe, do you really need another plant? But that one looks so good and that can go so nice in the house. Do you know what kind of joy that would bring to the area, to the space? So I'm always like kind of convincing my family to like accept my indoor garden forest, if you will. And they've been rocking with me. So they are definitely the ones who've been there with me. And I have a few plants that are, you know, little babies right now, and they're rocking with us. And every time we get a new plant, we name it. And whoever I'm with, they get to name it. So listen, I'm always asking myself, can I? And the answer is yes. So let's get into it. For the next few episodes, call me your plant wifey. Okay, because that's what it's given. Plants are known to improve air quality. If you didn't know anything about plants, I'm going to give you some nice, quick details about plants. So they definitely improve the air quality. And you're probably thinking, how so? Essentially, they absorb carbon dioxide and release oxygen, which ultimately has a positive impact on our physical health. Plants in the home reduce stress, it boosts your mood, and it increases productivity. So for instance, certain plants that I would say are even great starters are like an aloe vera plant, or a snake plant. They both help remove toxins in the air. So specifically, aloe vera plant is known for air purifying properties. It removes toxins that are found in different products and paints. Talking about the paint on your walls. Okay. A snake plant, which is also known as a mother-in-law's tongue, are excellent for filtering out like formaldehyde, nitrogen oxide, and other harmful chemicals. So keeping plants indoors help regulate like the humidity levels, which is also beneficial to our respiratory health. Now, my favorite part about plants is being nurturing to them. So taking care of a plant definitely provides a sense of purpose and responsibility. Everybody that knows me know I have 3 boys and a wife, and I already got enough responsibilities. I'm a student, you know, and I got enough. So why are you adding on more things, Chloe? Because those are the things, i.e. plants, that they depend on us. Oh, our kids depend on us too, right? No, seriously. They are like additional babies, which I love. And I'm not having any more physically. So why not have some baby plants? So they make me feel good. They bring purpose, responsibility, and it really fosters a feeling of accomplishment and satisfaction. As I've said before, like they reduce anxiety levels, stress, and it sort of creates a calm and soothing environment. And who doesn't want that? So go ahead and get you a green baby, okay? Because it need a home. Walk through Home Depot, walk through Lowe's, go to a plant store and pick you out a baby. That's my baby fever. Plants enhance creativity, productivity. It makes the space inspiring and energetic. I'm, as I've said before, when I go to the plant store, I'm like, it's lit in here. Nobody's talking in here. It's just plants. It's lit in here. So it just gives you a sense of energy and inspiration to like, let's go, let's do something. Let's be productive today, at least for me. And I'm hoping the very same for you one day. Connecting with nature through plants can promote mindfulness. And y'all know how big I am on mindfulness. It gives you a sense of connection to the nature, to the natural world. It promotes overall well-being and positivity in our lives. Caring for plants requires attentiveness and presence, which we also need additionally with our children, with our spouse, with our coworkers. You have to give the appropriate amount of attention and presence. You got to be present. You got to know what's going on with the plant baby to essentially care for it. It centers you. It brings you, it grounds you to be with nature. So what are you saying, Chloe? Are you telling me to go get a plant baby? Yes. Start off with an aloe vera plant, a snake plant, also known as a mother-in-law's tongue. Something really simple, a small one, or a mid-sized baby. teenager baby, toddler baby plant. And start somewhere. If you're looking for happiness, peace, a sense of calmness, a sense of joy, get you a plant and build on it. Even if it's just a small area in the house, that will be a peaceful place. It will promote good health benefits in your life. I know I've seen change in my life with all the plants I have around me. It also helps with allergies. Certain plants help with allergies, and I'm definitely going to get into the different types of plants you can get that help what specifically. But as of today, this is the introduction to a few episodes where I will talk about how plants will bring a sense of wholeness to you and for you. Do not forget that we are BMW, Blacknificent, Mindful, and Whole. Y'all go get y'all a plant, baby. Let me know how y'all love it and what y'all named it. Until next time, y'all come back. Peace and love.